But I want to show you in the Word of God something about the principle of first fruits. And here's what I want us to do. Look at it, please, if you will, in the book of Exodus chapter 23. Exodus chapter 23, he has given instructions for them as they are preparing and make preparation to go into the land. And I want to just pick up reading in verse 14. These three feasts thou shalt keep, three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I command thee, in the time appointed, the month Abib, for that's the April. For in it thou camest out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. You're to come with that unleavened bread offering, the feast of unleavened bread. Then he said, there is the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labor, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is the end of the year, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. And he goes on and he makes promises of them about how he's going to take care of them and bless them and how they are to obey him. He said, when you come into the land, you observe these feasts and offer these certain offerings. And one of those was the feast of first fruits. Will you bow with me for prayer? Heavenly Father, I pray, God, that you'd bless these few moments together now. Help us, Lord Jesus, God, to be obedient to you. And God, I want to thank you for what you've done. And God, this building is a testimony of the marvelous grace of God. It's also a testimony, our Father, of God's people who were willing and obedient. They walked by faith and not by sight. And God, they gave and labored sacrificially unto you. And God, you've honored that and you've blessed them because of that. And God, I pray, God, now that you'd continue to bless as we look forward to doing what you'd have us to do in the future. And I pray, God, that, Lord, you'd provide. We know that all that we have and all that are came from you. And I ask now the Holy Ghost of God to speak to my heart and the heart of these here gathered in these few moments. And I'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Many of you have a garden. Many of you have, some of you are big time farmers, and some of you got a little garden. Some of you got a pot with a tomato plant in it. But I know this is true of every person. At least it's true of me, and I think it probably is of you. You labor and you plant that tomato plant or whatever it is, and you kind of cultivate it, and you work around it, and you check it, and you water it every day or ever so often, and you keep watching. After a while, you can't hardly wait for it to have a bloom. And then you see that bloom, and boy, that's a special thing when you begin it, because you know that bloom means something. That bloom means there's going to be fruit. Sometimes you've got a little small cup, two or three tomato plants, you go to look at, you might even count the blooms, see how many tomatoes you think you might have down the road. And after a while, sure enough, that bud disappears, and there's a little knot in there, and it begins to grow day by day. And you go out and you look at your tomato and you look at it and you watch it and you watch it, and it starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And after a while, it began to turn. And most of you, now I know this is true, and I've experienced it myself. You can't hardly wait for that first tomato to come off. And when that tomato comes off, boy, you take that, and you're so proud of that one tomato. You know, you go in the house, look, here's our first tomato. And, just tickled to death just to get that. And it's significant. It's important. Now, the Lord said this. He said, I'm going to bring you into a land flowing with milk and honey. And he said, when you get into that land of milk and honey, and I bless you in that land, and he said, your crops come up, and I bless you with rain and water, and said, when the crops begin to grow, and they bloom, and the fruit appears, and when it comes to being ripe, I want you to go out, and I want you to get the first fruits off that, and bring it to me, and give it to me. Now, why would he ask them to do that? Why would he want them to give them that first fruit? No, there are three or four reasons. Listen quickly and I'll be through. Number one, that first fruit is a recognition of whose fruit it really is anyway. He wanted them to remember that that's not your fruit. You were in land of bondage in Egypt. I brought you out through the blood. I put you in that land. I blessed it. I've sent the rain. I've sent the sun. I bless you. And that's really my fruit. And they're giving of that fruit. They acknowledge the fact and they recognize the fact whose it is anyway. And when it comes to my money and your money, what we call our money and what we have, we don't really own anything. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means that everything in this world belongs to him anyway. And when we give our gifts and give our offering, all we are doing is recognize the fact and acknowledge the fact it really belongs to him anyway. We give him that very best. because we acknowledge the fact, we recognize the fact it belongs to Him. Everything you've got belongs to Him. Every beat of your heart is a gift from Him. Every time you take a breath is a blessing from Him. Everything about this world, everything that you count good in this world, God gave to you. It all belongs to Him. The earth is the Lord's. And when we honor Him with our substance and we come and bring that first fruit offering, we acknowledge the fact that the rest of it belongs to Him. It all belongs to Him and Him. Second thing is this. It is a rejoicing. It is a rejoicing in His promises and provision. And it helps us not forget where it came from. We're rejoicing. And that first fruit offering, and when they brought that first fruit offering to the temple or to the tabernacle, they were acknowledging and they were rejoicing in His promises and His provision. God kept His word. God promised that He'd put us in a land flowing with milk and honey. It wasn't long ago we were down in bondage. Not long ago we were slaves in Egypt. But now we're living in our own land and we're free. And God has given us. And it's a rejoicing in His promise and provision. God kept His word. God gave it to us. God promised it to us. God provided it for us. And God's done that for all of us. And it's just acknowledging the fact that God owns it all. And it is our testimony. It's our rejoicing in His provision and promise. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Because He does that for us, we rejoice. But then the third thing about this first fruits offering is it revealed faith and obedience. They've worked hard. They labored. They waited for that crop to get there. Maybe their last little bit of provisions were just running out. And now it's going to be, boy, it's going to be new potatoes and butter beans. Praise God for that. And tomato sandwiches. Hallelujah. And sweet tea. God's blessed them. And here they are. Boy, they can't hardly wait. But they're going to take that and give it to God first. They're going to honor Him first. He gets the first fruits. We give it to Him right off the top. He gets the first fruit because it evidences our obedience. Now, when you go through the Word of God, you'll find out that they didn't do that. After a while, when they got into the land, they forgot about the first fruits offering. They forgot about all of the other offerings. And they would just go out and they'd reap their harvest and they'd eat. And they just go on. I get in restaurants sometime, and I feel like sometime just jumping up and say, Lord, I want to thank You for my food and thank You for the rest of this heathen crowd in here too. And they don't thank You for nothing. They don't appreciate nothing. But God, they couldn't eat if it hadn't been for You giving it to them. And God, we want to thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Because I see people sit down and I see Christians pray and ask often like this, you know, when, you know, they don't want nobody to know they're really praying. And so they're trying to hide the fact that they're praying. God's good to us, isn't He? And when they brought that first fruits offering, it evidenced their faith and obedience. You say, obedience, yeah, He told them to do that. But when you study the Word of God, you'll find out over the book of Malachi, Brother Ray mentioned this yesterday morning, what in the book of Malachi, he rebukes them. And he says, you bring me offerings. He said, won't you go offer this to your king or to your governor? He said, you bring me bread that's molded. You bring me calves that are blind and sickly. You bring me just the second, you know, what's left over. But you know, a lot of Baptists do that. They're going to take care of everything else. If they get anything left over, they'll give God a little tip. Give God a little bit, if they can. But He said, you give me first. First fruits. Now, I didn't know Ms. Alice was going to say that a while ago, but she learned a secret a long time ago. If you'll honor Him, He'll honor you. You give Him His tenth. The tenth is not the last tenth. It's the first tenth. The tithe is first. And that first fruit, you honor God with that. And they, as long as they did that, God blessed them. And He drove out all the enemies in front of them. And He blessed them and sent them rain and crops. But when they began to turn their face away from God, God cut the water off. My dear friend, that first fruits evidences their obedience and their faith. Their faith. When you give an offering and you give and you tithe, that's evidence in your faith. Because I hear people say all the time, I can't afford to tithe. That's evidence of no faith. If God says do it, if you'll do it, you'll see something happen. He said, if you'll give, it'll be given unto you. You obey me. You honor me first. You give first. You honor him and you give him first. And my dear friend, when you honor him that way, it makes all the difference in the world. It evidences their obedience and their faith because they said, we can give God this. It's our crop. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if we'll get a blight. We don't know if it's going to be a drought. There won't be any more harvest after this. But we're going to trust God. We're going to give God his first. As long as they did that, boy, they had blessings. And some of you just, you know, having a tough time because you quit honoring God. And he said this in the book of Malachi, will a man rob God? And they said, wherein are we robbed then? He said, in tithes and offerings you robbed me. You robbed me. He said, if you'll bring the tithe storehouse, he said, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. I open the windows of heaven, pour you out, bless you, you won't be able to receive. Faith. You say, well, I can't see that. Well, faith doesn't see it. Faith just does it. Obedience. Just to obey. Obey him. You obey him, you see what he does. That's evidence of faith. And when they gave that first fruits offering, that was the evidence of their obedience and their faith. But then there's another little truth about that if you study it very carefully. And it says in the book of 1 Corinthians that Christ is the first fruits of them that slept. And so not only were they remembering whose it was, not only were they rejoicing in his promise, not only were they revealing their own faith and obedience, but it was a reminder of a future event. They were going to give God a few tomatoes. They were going to give God $100. They were going to give God this, that, and the other. But what was he going to do? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now, he didn't give him so you'd give him $5 or $10 or $100 or $1,000 or $10,000. He owns it all anyhow. Right. Owns it all anyhow. But sometime when I look at what we've done for him and what he's done for us, boy, it just pales in comparison, doesn't it? The Lord Jesus Christ came and suffered, bled, and died. But he said that he's the first fruits of them that slept. What's that mean? It means he's the resurrection. It means he's the resurrection of life. He's the evidence of blessings to follow that resurrection. And every time they gave that first fruits offering, it says it's first because there's something else behind it. And my dear friend, when he was resurrected, it meant something else was behind it. Because he lives, we shall live also. Amen. We're going to serve him. We're going to be obedient to him. And listen, God help us to put him first in everything. First in everything. People get all uptight, and I'm not preaching about money. I'm preaching about giving to God first place. But when you honor him, and here, I didn't set this up. God did. He said, when you come in the land, he said, you give that first fruits of that crop to me every time. You always give it to me every time. Because he wanted them to be reminded of whose it really was. He wanted them to be reminded of the promises and provision that he'd made. He wanted them to demonstrate their own faith and obedience in doing what he told them to do. And then they were reminded of something's going to happen in the future. That he was going to give his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to suffer and bleed and die for all of mankind and be resurrected and live forevermore. My dear friend, God's been so good to us. I want you to learn to be obedient to him. I tell you all the time, just learn to mind the Holy Ghost and God will honor it.